For the first time in podcasting history, I've typed nothing in the show notes and left it to these jokers.
That's risky. That's risky business.
But they went in there and they typed things, so I should try this strategy more often.
I did not type a single thing. It must have all been you.
I typed a couple things, but who am I?
You're Carter, and this is your redemption episode.
Yes.
The redemption episode.
I feel like there's like a title sequence there that just, you know, this is your redemption episode.
Because we had you on the college try a long time ago, and it wasn't really that good.
It wasn't that good?
Not really.
Really? Wait, do you feel that way?
Well, Joe, it was definitely not that good.
Let me just tell you something.
I should have re-listened.
So I went back today and I checked, and the last time I was on the College Try podcast was April 30th, 2021. Or should I say the first time I was on the College Try podcast was April 30th, 2021. So it's almost been 3 years since I was featured on the College Try podcast.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that episode was very terrible. I was, of course, 3 years younger. It was miserable to hear myself talk. Do not go back, listeners, please. So we're thinking of today as the redemption episode.
Got it.
Where maybe my personality can shine and there can be less audio artifacts and stammering.
Dude, I want this clip to play in 3 years when you're on the show again and, you know, and you're talking about...
The College Try Season 3, it's going to be called, like, try again. At first you don't succeed.
At first you don't college, try again.
There's endless variations, opportunities.
It's so true.
Wow. I did not know it was that long. I thought it was like... I thought it was 2020. I thought it was fall of 2020. But I guess
that
was
2021.
Yeah. Is it a problem if I drink? Is it a problem if I
in
breathe?
Joe's not drinking water.
Not, yeah,
Joe has a Jack, bottle of Jack Daniels in his hand right now.
Yes. Can you hear
with Chick-fil-A
the jingle jangle of Chick-fil-A ice and Jack Daniels? No. I went to Chick-fil-A. It was really, it was good.
Very nice.
I saw Keller Mobley. That was crazy. He works there.
Yeah. He's in my Sherwood Oaks middle school group. So.
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
I knew he worked there. It's pretty cool. So have you guys seen the new OpenAI project online? It's called Project
Sora. I sure
have
seen the new OpenAI project online, Carter. Why don't you tell me all about it? Overall, the ChatGPT project is a promising enterprise that promises to deliver bountiful results to both young
overall,
and old alike.
Overall, this AI-generated podcast has been really
overall,
great.
This overall generated podcast.
This whole intro has actually been in ChatGPT-generated.
Overall, this script was written by ChatGPT.
Well, it's pretty interesting because OpenAI has a new thing called OpenAI Sora, which you can view online, which is AI-generated videos. And of course, ChatGPT, we've beat this horse dead on every podcast known to man, and everyone knows that you can generate whatever text you want. And it looks like they have skipped past images and just went directly to video, text-to-video creation. It's very impressive. If you go to the website, some of these things are freakishly realistic. There's one of I think it's a train in Tokyo, and there's a reflection of a woman in the glass as the train goes by a building, and it's freakishly realistic. I think it's pretty much indistinguishable from real video.
Does one need the plus with $20 a month payment plan to get this
thing? I think you need the $20
million a second
industry plan.
I think they're only giving it to certain people, like test groups, to like try and break it. That's what I heard anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's only going to be a matter of months before people have like videos of Joe doing crimes he didn't actually commit or something.
That's the
and
like
he'll be in court watching security camera footage of himself like killing someone.
This is an election year.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know, like
uh-oh.
You know, like
oh, I know.
Just it's the opportunities for menace behavior are bountiful, you know? And it really freaked me out when I saw this. Did you see this? Did you hear about this at all, Zachary? No.
Have you learned nothing, Joe? I'm disconnected from the outside world.
Not even.
What did I not hear about?
Well, I watched the MKBHD video about it mm-hmm. because he summarizes things amazingly. And it freaked me out. I can't watch a video about AI without being like really bummed out afterwards. And then I go watch the CGP Grey video about AI and how it learns, you know. Makes me feel a little bit better.
He retitled it after 10 years.
He did retitle it.
That sneaky little
yeah,
booger.
Yeah, gosh. There's your bingo.
Well, you guys won't believe actually what I wrote down in my own personal notes.
Oh,
I wrote down
here
the College Try bingo.
So I can really?
I wrote that down before we began. So we already have the first card.
Wow.
This is obviously not enough for an entire bingo card full, but maybe we can collaborate to have some better ideas.
There you go.
Number one is Joe says he quote-unquote needs to do something, which really means he'll never actually do it.
That's super real. Wow.
Joe needs to read a lot of books, as Zachary's mentioned over the years, but he will most likely never, ever do
That's
it.
True, guys. I really need to read that. It'd be good.
Which, of course, we love you, Joe.
I really need to read Steal Like an Artist that Zachary nicely got for me.
I didn't.
I really need to read that.
I do actually need to read that.
There we go.
I have Atomic Habits. It's in my backpack. Ow. I just hit my
You need
laptop.
To make it more what is it? Easy, accessible to
yes,
read.
Yes, exactly.
Rewarding.
Yes. I'm sorry, this is a side note.
There's
I
no
went to at church yesterday, the pastor quoted Atomic Habits and I was like, that's God's sign.
Did he quote the 1% curve where you get 300,000 times better and then
No.
What did he quote?
he quoted the copyright date.
You don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall
to the level of your systems and habits.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I was like, I need to read that book.
Exactly.
That's really funny. Go on.
What else is on that card?
All right. This was only in the earlier episodes, but number two is Joe calls the listener the viewer.
No, yeah.
Joe did this all the time.
Man, these are some deep cut.
I just thought of most of these today, so yeah. You can tell I'm a real fan. I had to come up with these
for
on
real?
Short notice. I'm wow. sure if you go back, you can find some other repetition that goes on in the podcast.
Oh, for sure.
But there was never a video version of the podcast, or maybe there was a secret Instagram live version of the podcast that only real fans know, but we don't have to talk about that. At number three, we have ASMR. This is something Zachary and Joe love to this day.
Yeah, that's super true. Wow.
I mean, I mostly grew out of it, but it's kind of funny.
You definitely did not grow out of it because you did it like two episodes ago on We're Still Trying.
We did do
that. That's
it
how it began.
Yeah.
You were in Joe's apartment and Zachary's like, welcome to the college.
I think you're getting my whispering voice and Joe's whispering voice confused.
No, you said the words
I think
ASMR.
You were participating.
Yeah.
What else is on that bingo card?
What else is on the bingo card? Well, we have CGP Grey mention, of course.
Of course.
So check that one off if you're using the bingo card for this podcast. Yep. You almost have a free bingo.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Apple discussion.
Yep, that's checks
well,
out.
Maybe we can talk about Apple Vision Pro today if you guys
oh,
care about
yeah,
that at all.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
For sure. Yeah. And then last one I have on my bingo ideas is Zachary leaves the podcast and Joe talks directly to the quote-unquote viewer.
Yeah.
So Zachary will leave and go get water, and then Zachary will use it as the outro for the podcast when Joe is whispering directly to the viewer and telling them he loves them.
I always had to come with those on the spot. It got very taxing by the end of it. I didn't know what else to say.
There was nothing else creative
yeah,
left. Joe
yeah.
used every word he could think of to tell the viewers.
I did.
So have you guys seen Apple Vision Pro, and what do you think of it?
I think that all the tech podcasts I normally like, all they're doing is talking about Vision Pro, and I want them to talk about something else, because do you think I can afford a Vision Pro in this economy? The answer is no, I cannot afford a Vision Pro in this economy. Yeah. Nor would I want to, because what am I going to do with that? The price of Vision Pro, you could have what? The nicest iPad you could ever want, nicest MacBook you could ever want, nicest phone you could ever want. I'm sure it would be amazing to try if we had a local Apple store. I'd go try it and see what there is to see, but for now I'm highly skeptical.
What is the price tag on the Vision Pro? Isn't it like $3,600 or something like that?
I thought it was either $3,000 or $4,000, which is insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. We have our producer looking it up, I think, right now. But it's incredibly expensive. How much is the newest MacBook though? It's probably not far off, honestly. I don't know actually if you can get
like
everything
specced out.
Yeah, it's probably more than that, to
honestly.
Be honest.
$3,499 for the Vision Pro, or a real bargain, $291.58 for 12 months. Real bargain.
Someone run the math. Hey Siri, run the math, and we'll see if it's actually
$291.58 times 12 equals $3,409. So it is actually the exact same price, but 4 cents cheaper.
Oh, so it's cheaper to finance it.
Dave Whoa. Ramsey.
I don't think that math is
4
right.
4 cents,
but...
guys.
Wow. The four Abe Lincolns will.
It's a little aggressive.
Up.
Yeah.
But it's the Vision Pro. One day the normal Vision will come out, just like the iPhone. You know, 11 Pro is expensive, and the iPhone 11 regular. So the iPhone Vision.
I didn't make that connection.
Sorry, the Apple Vision Traditional will come out. That's what they did with the iPhone 10. They sort of trialed the Pro phone with the iPhone 8 at the same time. And then later brought down those features to a reasonable price.
Wow. Well, and I guess I'm thinking of like AirPods too. Like AirPods happened and then the... Well, I guess...
That's just the normal order.
Yeah, that's just the normal order. Never mind.
I do like AirPods too.
Bad example. I don't know. The Vision Pro... I feel like it's... Do you guys remember Ready Player One?
Yep, for sure.
Okay. Did you read the book or did you...
I watched the movie first and then read the book. But the book was out way before the movie, correct?
Yeah.
I remember the book being pretty good. I don't really remember exactly what happened, but I remember liking it back in the day.
For sure.
I watched both the book and movie and kind of hated them both, but...
You didn't like either of them? The movie wasn't that good, to be honest.
The movie was kind of critically hated, right?
Yeah, the book was way better. Not to be that guy, but you know, the book was better. Anyway, that's what the Vision Pro is that to me. And it's everything I hated the movie for Ready Player One because it felt too real, you know, like it's this reality where the world is awful. Like the world that we live in is like falling apart because everybody is just, Everybody's on their phones. Everybody's addicted to their headsets.
All these screenagers always on Instagram and Snapchat. It's
exactly.
Over.
And so, like, I feel like the Vision Pro is a step in that direction, and I don't like it.
Have you seen the hollow tile floor? I think it's by Disney. Have you seen that, Joe?
No. What is that?
It's just a small patch of floor that, like, Disney has made. I'm pretty sure. If it's not Disney, I'm going to feel really dumb. But it was demonstrated with a guy walking on it, and then as he walked, the floor pushed him back. So it was literally like he was walking in place on it. So you can pull it up if you want. So this paired with Apple Vision Pro is going to be Ready Player One in real life.
Dude, that's so crazy. Wow, okay, I'll stop. That's wild. That dude... Over under, do you guys think our culture is going to still be alive in 30 years?
I think define so. Our culture, because culture is constantly shifting endeavor.
Do you think that society will fall apart over under 50 years?
It will not fall apart in 50 years.
So you think, okay, it's going to take over 50 years?
I don't think it will ever fall apart.
You don't think society's ever going to fall apart?
Define falling apart.
Hang on. I mean, like, the government collapses.
Oh, like fall of the United States, yeah. Just like fall of Roman Empire. Kind of.
I don't think Apple Vision Pro will collapse.
I don't think that's ever
going to
happen.
You don't think the United States is ever going to collapse?
I don't think so.
I kind of doubt it. Too big to
really?
Fail.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they said about Rome. That's what they said
no,
about
we're
the
we're actually too big to fail now.
I don't think so.
We're kind of Rome too.
I think, did you guys see the trailer for Civil War? Not Captain America, but the,
no.
But the A24 movie coming out? Okay, you need to watch it, because it's essentially what if America had a civil war like now, like right now.
Be a short civil war.
Would it? I don't know. Well, not like North and South. It's like I think the premise of the movie is like California and Texas team up, which is really unrealistic.
Yeah,
I
that's
think.
Never going to happen.
But
California, like, Texas, and Rhode Island is the power trio.
Yeah, they're coming for us, bro.
It's over when they're
once Rhode Island gets its hands on
freaky.
You.
It's freaky to me. And I know I'm being dramatic. Like, I don't think, I mean, I hope that society doesn't fall apart in 50 years, because I'd like to still be enjoying it. But
people are too busy being placated by their phones to really want to fight in a civil war.
That's true. But
you call everyone together for a civil war.
What about
like
AI is going to take over and like kill us all?
No, AI is not going to take over and kill us all.
I think it's going to kill us all.
No, it's not.
I think it's not going to. It's Terminator. What do you think, Carter?
It's not going to take.
Come on.
No, Joe, you, it's like, you always want these like dramatic things where it's like AI takes over and then the United States collapse, and it's not going to happen. It's just going to be a bunch of kids laying around.
It'll
with their
be Joe
pro.
Left alone in the cinder block office with what, a sure
with the crumbling CSF around him with one SM58.
I think I just hate the direction we're going, which is to say technology is to the point where we choose to have it in front of our faces all of the time, and it's not good for us to the extent we're using it. You know,
Joe, if you could choose to remove all the technology in the world and it would just be you and like an axe and trees in the forest
and no other humans
and like a few bushes and stuff, would you choose
bushes.
That?
I think I would do that. Would I last very long? I don't know. Probably not.
There'd be no grocery store. You'd have to go catch a fish.
I'd have to go and like kill a pig and, you know,
make bacon
somehow
out of it.
Yeah. It'd be like Minecraft. I don't know.
We would
just
not last. I do worry. Like, what if the electricity goes out, or what if some snowstorm so bad happens that it was like, by the way, was anyone driving on Friday evening? I do not recommend that you would do that, but was anyone driving on Friday evening?
Are
or shall
asking?
I say sliding around on Friday evening?
I was
not.
Uncontrollably?
Yeah. I was. No, not uncontrollably.
Okay,
I was fine.
That's good.
He was sliding controllably.
Well,
he was drifting.
Yeah, I was slipping and sliding. It was kind of sketchy, but I got home. I had to park down the hill from where I live and walk up because I couldn't. Well, I just figured I wouldn't mess with it. So
anyway, but if that happens, what if it snows that much for long periods of time? Then, you know, society collapses instantly is what happens there.
The other day, the Wi-Fi in my house went out, and I realized there's nothing I can do now.
We're just 1 second away from medieval society. We're 1 second away from that. If the electricity goes out, if the roads don't work, if the food infrastructure doesn't work.
It's like, how much is too much? You know, like, what is AI going to do next? And what is it going to do in 10 years? And what is, like, when is the day going to come when, like, literally neural, like, additions, like neural technology is going to become a thing commercially, you know?
Would you get that commercially?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, no. I don't think so.
What if you're required to get it, Joe?
See,
what if your insurance premiums become unaffordable without it?
See, and I say this, but I've got an iPhone. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I,
Joe, why don't you give up your iPhone,
Joe?
Why don't you give up that computer? It'll be fine. Why don't you give up your car, Joe? Why don't you give up air conditioning and heat, Joe?
I'm going to go play Minecraft in real life.
For real.
And then get arrested. Well,
arrested for not paying taxes and living off
the land. They'll still find you on the land somewhere.
The IRS will find you.
Yes,
with your pig made into bacon.
Dude, this is not legal advice. Do not go live in the woods.
Joe's a lawyer.
My brother got the light phone. Have you guys heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Instead of his iPhone?
Yeah.
Is that the e-ink display phone or is it something different?
Yeah, it's like an e-reader display. For him, it's just a like distraction thing. Like it's just, there's so much time wasted on your phone because your phone has become not just a phone, it's become an everything entertainment device, you know what I mean? And so with the light phone, if the listener is unfamiliar, the light phone is essentially an e-reader but smaller and has cellular capability. So it's like super dumb phone, can do the bare minimum. All your friends get green bubbles and everyone hates you for a second. But you know what I realized is that all of the Android people don't care. They're fine. They don't. It
Android
doesn't
users
it.
Are actually chill.
Yeah. They're
but
super.
But it's because they know Apple is better than them, to be honest, but it's okay.
They've accepted that they are.
They've accepted
they
the defeat.
They literally don't care and it does not bother them at all because the bubbles don't do anything for them. Like,
do Android users, can they see green and blue bubbles or is it all the
same
everyone's.
To them?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's whatever you want. But anyway, light phone. Thought about it. I think what I'm going to go for, the current plan is that I'm going to have my Apple Watch with cellular so that people can, like I get calls and texts if I need it, but I'll leave my phone at work or something. You know what I mean? Just, and I think I've realized that to have, I mean, gosh, we've been talking about this for years and years and years. this is one of those bingo things, you know, technological bummers is what we talk about. But I think to have a good relationship with anything or anyone else, I need to have an estranged relationship for my phone, you know? Mm-hmm. And so
that's a good way of describing it. Yeah. A strange relationship.
Yeah. That's thank you. I've been copyright trademark. That's my, but so anyway, I've been thinking about that. I don't know. We'll see.
So the light phone sounds like a good idea to me, but at some point I feel like you're just trying to be that cool guy. You're like, well, dude, my phone is just too much of a distraction and I just wanted to unplug and be in nature. So that's, I got this nice
I just
nice
wanted to spend time in nature. Let me, you know, send tweet now. I just want to like spend time out in nature.
Let me tell all my friends.
I'm not like all these other iPhone users. I just enjoy my new light phone mm-hmm. and it's just cool, man. I'm just different
sent from Pixel
guys.
3A.
Yeah. I think that is the vibe. And I will say, if you're a student, there's so much that you need. Well, need is a strong word, but there's so much that is convenient to have on your phone, like Canvas or Duo or GroupMe or whatever.
Big demo. Indiana University requires Duo. So what is Jack going to do with his light phone? Be locked out of his account, I guess.
I don't know. Well, he's not a student, so it's fine. I think maybe when when you've graduated, you can.
When I'm graduated.
Yeah, when you graduated.
It'll be great. I saw a student the other day, they were taking an exam. There's like periodical exams, of course, in one of my courses. And the student was taking the exam on their iPhone instead of the PC version of Canvas.
That's a risky power move right there.
That's so scary.
It's like one wrong move and your entire exam is
done. If your phone runs out of battery or it crashes or something.
Or if you tap the wrong thing on the tiny screen.
Yeah,
that's so dangerous. Even though I'm sure it's fine and I'm sure it's been done before and will be done again. But I definitely would not risk that personally.
Dude. Yeah,
it's a high level of risk.
The power move. That's a great way to say that. That is that's a risky, very risky.
They're about
move.
To have an very estranged relationship from their professor.
Very true. Oh my gosh.
Joe, I think society will do all right. I really do. I wouldn't worry.
I'm glad you feel that way. Maybe I'll pick that up from you. And
I mean, not that we can do anything anyway.
Not but, like it matters anyway, but you know.
No, of course not.
So you were talking about Duo, that IE requires it, of course. And did you see there's new Duo requirements where you need to have like a certain iOS running on your phone? So old phones are no longer supported. So your grandma who's going to IU for some reason, who's on like a BlackBerry, she can't log in anymore, unfortunately.
So they're forcing students to buy overpriced iPhones.
I'm glad we got out when we did. It was
just before it got bad.
Just before it got bad.
Ours was the last good year before everything took a turn.
I recently bought a overpriced iPhone. I was able to find a good deal on an iPhone 14 Pro on Facebook Marketplace.
He really was.
I had to deal with a guy who was a nice guy, but his communication was pretty poor, but it was a pretty funny story. But anyway, I ended up...
What's the funny story?
So the long,
is that the funny story?
Or? So the long story short of how I acquired this iPhone is, I was messaging the guy on Facebook, of course. I was talking to him for a while. He ends up calling me for about like 16 minutes, and he talks for 16 minutes straight about what happened to him. He said his like account got hacked. He got like phones ordered to him, and like his like wife broke up with him, and he like
his dog died, his truck broke down, his wife left.
If you listen to this, you're a very nice man. And he tells me about like all the jobs he owns and like how he owns like a construction company and stuff, and tells me a lot of like personal stuff. And I'm just trying to get to class. It's like a morning right before my class.
Sir, this
I'm
is
like,
a classroom.
I'm like, sir, I'm just trying to get to class, but that sounds great. So he tells me that the phone is like still locked to a carrier and it's not unlocked, even though the Facebook Marketplace listing said it was unlocked. So he says he's going to try to call AT&T to figure it out later that day. And I'm like, this guy is definitely not with it. So I'm probably just not going to buy it from him. But he calls me later in that day. He's like, hey, man, I was actually able to get it unlocked. It was really easy. So he's like, if you want to come by, you can. He's like, but I'm a little injured. He's like, I like broke my collarbone. So he's like, I can't drive. So if you want to come to my house and buy the phone, you can do that. So I texted one of my friends who is a gun owner, and I said, do you want to make a field trip with me to this?
Seatbelts, everyone.
Do you want to make a field trip to this nice man's house, and we can buy this iPhone from him? And he was like, no, I'm not going to a guy's house.
Not even
like,
the gun owner friend would go with you?
He wouldn't even go with me. So he was like, text him and ask if he'll meet us at this gas station that was like right by his house. So we drove down and we met him there. And he said he was out of painkillers, so he was drinking like a bourbon. And while he was driving there.
Wait, are you making that up?
It's true. Yeah. So he was like, hey, buddy. He was like, don't worry, it's legal out here to have a drink in your hand. And I was like, I don't think it is, but
it
okay.
is absolutely the heck not legal to have a drink in your hand.
He wasn't too far away, so I'm pretty sure the laws don't change if you go like 20 minutes away. But
as long as your house is like within 20 minute driving distance, all traffic laws are automatically waived. It says that. I just ask like Kurt Durnall, right?
Yeah, for sure.
His lawyerly advice. So
you didn't tell me that part. That's
so
amazing.
Me and my friend met this guy. He had a drink in his hand, and he was definitely a little buzzed, if not drunk. But I checked out the phone. It looked good. It was unlocked. And so I paid him. I just Venmo'd him.
I think he was drunk when he set the price as well.
I paid $400 for an iPhone 14 Pro, if you want to know, dear listener. So I think it was a pretty fair price.
What?
The poor guy could barely find the Venmo app on his phone. He was just like scrolling left and right, and he couldn't like find it to tap on it.
Aww.
So I felt a little bad for him. But I Venmo'd him the money, and he...
Sorry, is it legit? Like, is it like, actually...
Oh, it's real. It's a real iPhone. You can check it out.
I just held it a second ago.
You just held it.
It felt like a normal...
You have settings app. It has settings app. It has email app.
There might be like two I's and an F instead of... Like...
Yeah. It's iPhone spelled with an F instead of a PH.
Okay. Epone?
It's my new Epone 14. But my friend had some extra... I think it was Benadryl in his car or something, so he gave it to him. And the guy was like popping a few like with the bourbon.
Oh my
and we were
gosh.
Like, I don't think that's good for your liver.
This guy's hit rock bottom.
Aww.
So we just felt bad for him. We thought he was kind of lonely, and we also were worried for his liver or kidney health. He was able to drive away, and my friend was like, if that guy gets pulled over, he's not gonna,
it's over.
He's
it's
not
over.
Going back to his house. It's over. But
oh my gosh.
I have a good story and got to get a new iPhone, so it was very impressive.
Wow. That is quite the story. And you got a legit iPhone.
And I got a real ePhone.
An ePhone 4. How long ago was that?
I think a little over a week ago. It was right after Encounter. One Thursday night is when I went.
After
so I think
Encounter?
It was last Encounter,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me know if it continues to be normal.
Yeah, I'm just worried it's going to, like, AT&T is going to say your phone is banned or something, and they're going to, like, block me from the network. But until then, I'll be enjoying it.
For sure. I'm excited. Maybe next time in 3 years when you're on.
In 3 years, I'll have like an iPhone 16 that
yeah,
I got,
you got for
$20. Yeah.
From the, another drunk guy.
In this economy, man.
It's impressive.
Do you like the little island thing?
The dynamic island?
Yeah.
I remember when it first came out, I was not very excited about it at all. And I'm still not excited about it. But in comparison to my iPhone XS, which had like 60% battery health, this brand new phone is great. The 100% battery health, it lasts like 2 days straight.
That's amazing.
The dynamic island is pretty cool. It can display like Spotify when you're listening. It can display directions when you're driving, which is pretty impressive. So I like it. It's not like a deal breaker not to have it, but it's cool to have it. It's cool. Just kind of, you can flex on your friends with it.
God.
Your friends only love you for the phone you have, nothing else.
It's true.
So speaking of iPhones, you can listen to podcasts on iPhones, and you too have a podcast. When you're talking to your friends, do you ever feel ashamed that you have a podcast or like you don't want them to listen to it? Or do you proudly tell people about the podcast you're a host on?
I mean, you just got to play it by ear, right? Sometimes it's socially a big no-no to say that. Mm. But sometimes it comes up and it's okay to say it. Use your social judgment, or as much as we can since we're homeschooled. But we've got to use our social judgment and like, is this an okay time to mention the podcast? And, you know, let the spirit lead. And sometimes we will tell about the podcast and sometimes we won't.
very political answer from Zachary. What do you think, James?
I think that my thing is just that I know that there's three entire years worth of my voice
that I've listened
my
to.
My opinion, yeah, that you've listened to all of. I mean, gosh, how many hours? Like, probably over 60, 75 hours, 80 hours?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, okay. Like, of me, of my voice and your voice and our opinions that have most definitely probably changed at least a little bit, you know? And
that's
probably
scary.
Some stupid things I've said, you know? Like, I don't... And so, I mean, it's like, do you want your coworkers listening to it? Like, ah!
No, they can listen.
I mean...
Zachary's always very careful about not putting anything suspicious.
I've put nothing suspicious on the podcast ever.
In the
on my part.
Episodes,
Joe, I just let him do it. He's gotta
in
do
the
it.
Previous episodes, Joe was happy to say where he lived and
oh, everything.
321 Baker Street.
I don't know why
so
I did
true.
That. See, I was an idiot. You know what I mean? I don't want, especially now, like, that I...
But
like,
we can now. You can now tell us your new address.
Joe, what's your new address? Here, let's read it out here real quick.
Let's read it out.
I have my social security
We won't bleep
number
it
too,
so
you
guys
that.
Can know where to send your fan mail.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Joe's new address is 1
Beep.
Good one. That's funny every time.
I don't like go out of my way. Like, actually, I was just talking to somebody and they were like, oh, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, well, I have a podcast. And they were like, oh,
I heard
you
never
told
room.
Me. Yeah.
They
yeah.
say that, but then they don't go listen. And I have the data to prove it.
Really? Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. That makes me feel better.
Are you able to see our viewers? Are you able to see the exact amount of listeners and their.
Yeah, I know download count, but I don't know much about the downloads themselves. I just know download count.
Gotcha.
And if everyone that was acted intrigued went and downloaded, it would be a lot higher than it was.
And a download is different from someone downloading it onto their computer, right? It's just like a listen on Spotify or Overcast or something?
Well, it is a listen. It is a someone downloaded the file one time.
The metrics are hard to judge, but we know we have at least like one listener.
We know you have a few.
We know we have Jacob Houston, if you're listening.
Jacob Houston.
We love you.
I mean, this podcast is a labor of love, but a labor of money, not so much.
Yeah.
It's just there for the people that like it. There
we
for the friends
the
we made along
Wix
the way.
Use all the free Wix hosting we can find.
I use all the free stuff we can find.
Absolutely.
And makes $0. But it's okay. I think it's brought joy to the lives of the listeners around the world. If I talk too long about it, I might start to think it's not worth doing.
So let's move right along.
So, you know, one problem with podcasting is that there's all these deadlines. Like, you got to get all these episodes done, you know? And I just think that nothing would ever get done without deadlines. Don't you think that? If there were no deadlines, right, nothing would ever get done. Especially in school, right? Because you've got all,
That's what I think, because...
Carter, you why don't you go ahead?
I was thinking about this because I feel like a lot of students, they complete their assignments right before the deadline, right?
They play chicken and watch as the timer counts down 30 seconds to midnight and then click write the last sentence.
They do. I've seen it. And
why don't you just do that at a time that's not 30 seconds before the deadline?
And there's the famous phrase that work expands or contracts to fill available space. Something along those lines.
The time allotted for its completion, but yes.
You can say it if you want. And that makes me think of...
The time allotted for its completion?
What? I mean, you can say the whole phrase. I don't remember it, but...
Parkinson's law, work expands or contracts to fill the time available for its completion or allotted for its completion.
Exactly. So that's what I was thinking about. And I was thinking that these students would never do their work.
No, they really
would.
They barely
done.
Do their work with the deadline, but without the deadline. Or what if everything was due on the last day of the semester?
Exactly.
It's like, let me write 75 essays in 10 minutes.
That's what they would do, and they would
do
still
it,
pass
and
all
then
their
they'd somehow still
fine.
Pass.
You guys are so similar. It's just, sorry. Like, I sitting here watching both of you speak to each other. It's like...
It's just two clones going back and forth.
like an AI conversation.
We've both been reading ChatGPT scripts this whole time.
We need to get Jesse on here. He really is a clone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, has he ever
Jesse,
been on
Jesse, Joe, and Jack podcast.
He has.
He did a cameo on FaceTime.
Dude, you're a super fan. This is crazy. Wow. We should have Jesse on. He's fun.
So when you were in college, Joe, did you wait till the last minute to do all your assignments, or did you do them early?
Yeah.
I think I can guess, but you can tell us what you think.
Many a podcast were cut short because Joe had to go do an assignment at 11:58.
That's the real. Yeah, I've always been that way. Like, did you read The Boys in the Boat with Us?
Oh yeah, that was terrible.
You didn't like that book?
No, that was bad.
I like that book a lot.
Anyway,
I need to read it.
You waited till the last second to read all.
You need to read it.
I need to read it.
You waited till the last second to read it so that Miss Joni didn't like get mad, but then you also like read 25 chapters in 10 minutes.
You waited till the last minute to read the Spark Notes.
I have a very vivid memory. There were no Spark Notes for this book. I don't
know
why.
It's a rare book. It's underground.
For real. And so I got to the night before and I was like, oh no, I have to read like 150 pages.
That's terrible.
And I remember I sat in my, like at home, I like sat next to the fireplace. I turned it on and I put, have I ever talked about Prescription for Sleep is the artist on Spotify, and they have an Undertale album where it's like jazz arrangements of Undertale songs. Phenomenal.
We can layer some of that underneath our talking, I'm sure.
I mean, we could. We could do a lot of things.
We can put that in the show notes if the listeners want to check it out.
We could insert clown honking horns every 10 minutes.
Wow.
We can cut out all of Zachary speaking from the whole time.
We need to get like a little soundboard thing, you know? Have some.
I leave the logistics of that up to you.
Okay, great. Anyway, I just remember I put that soundtrack on and I sat there probably till like 3:30 in the morning and read just nonstop from the start of the book to that point I was supposed to get to for Friday morning. And I just have always been that way.
It was because there was a deadline. You got it done exactly before the deadline.
Exactly. And it was only ever with homework. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I would much rather do like a hard thing first and then be able to rest later.
Mm, interesting.
But with homework, it was never that way. It was like, well, maybe not never, but most of the time it was not that way, give or take.
You know, yeah. So when we hear Joe give a sermon, we know that he stayed up till 3:30 a.m. writing it the previous morning.
He wrote it as he was walking up.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, I just didn't write it. I just was.
It was ChatGPT like Zachary and I's scripts this whole time.
I did like. There was one time I was like looking into like.
AI like generated just for, sermons.
As curiosity, I was like, write a worship transitionary thought between Son of Suffering
and did an amazing job.
And it did a good job, and it like quoted scripture, and I was like. This is weird, but I try to take as much time as I possibly can for sermons because those are actually important.
And it's
like
actually your job.
Joe does a really good job on sermons, well, listeners. He won't say it, but he does a really good job.
I appreciate that.
I'm nodding in agreement.
It's strange that that's a part of my job. I never thought I would do that, but I remember the first one I did took me like 3.5 weeks.
So you use ChatGPT to make sermons, as we've just heard. This afternoon, I tried to use ChatGPT. I said, write a podcast intro that doesn't use the letter A. And then
he wrote a podcast intro that used the letter A.
It used a lot of the letter A.
Oh, really?
And I asked it to do it again. And I said, no, I actually don't use the letter A. And it just removed the letter A from all the words.
But still, it just had not like blank spaces.
It just had like incomplete words.
So yeah, there's AI will not take over if it can't write it without A.
I don't want to talk about AI anymore. It freaks me out. So obviously people that listen to this probably know you in some regard, Carter, but like, I feel like we didn't really like introduce you at all. So like, why don't you just,
well, of course, 26 minutes and 30 seconds into the podcast.
Is that real?
Well, we won't know because he'll edit it.
Our
producer's nodding.
Who knows how long we have recorded?
Yeah. No one. Well, approximately 26 minutes and 40 seconds now into the podcast. You asked me who I am, right?
Who are you? Tell us who you are. What do you do?
Joe Dernal. My name is Carter Todd. My brother is Zachary Todd, one of the hosts of The College Try and now the We're Still Trying podcast. I'm a student at IU Bloomington, and I have the same major that Joe graduated with.
Yeet.
It is a major in media with a concentration in media advertising.
Are you doing a specialization with that?
Specializations are canceled.
What?
They switched it to only using concentrations.
They don't do
no
specializations anymore?
Because no one understood them, including me. I still don't understand.
Including me, really? Because they're not on the website anymore.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that's
specializations sucks. Went away.
I think mine, concentration was media advertising and specialization was creative advertising, which was very similar.
Were there multiple, what are the other options? Creative advertising or what?
I don't know. I want to say, but no, well, media psychology was one of the concentrations, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. There's pretty much anything you could want.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what the other ones were. I just remember what mine was because I'm selfish. But
very nice.
Anyway.
So yeah, I'm Zachary's brother. I'm a student at IU. And that's pretty much all you need to know.
He's a pretty cool guy.
I can tell you my address like Joe used to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Get ready to beep it out.
So this is your freshman year.
Correct.
How are classes? What classes are you enjoying? What classes did you enjoy last semester? What classes do you not enjoy?
Well, it's going to start sounding like I'm a wannabe Joe because my favorite class is with Professor Cody Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, it
is. Yeah!
Joe's doing a dance right now. He's flossing.
I am. Oh my gosh.
And
he's going to have a Sora video of me flossing.
Yeah. AI generated.
There you go.
Because Joe loved Professor Cody Kirkpatrick when he took his class.
With all his heart.
and
all my heart.
I like Professor Cody Kirkpatrick. He's very great. He teaches things well. He draws a lot of diagrams, and he facilitates good discussion and class discussion, which is very helpful to remember the topics. He also tweets a lot, and he updates.
He does.
He updates his class about indirectly about how grading is going through his Twitter. So his most recent.
Wait, really? I didn't know that. I don't have Twitter.
I don't know how often he does it.
That's awesome.
Just finished grading Carter Todd's exam. Wow, you really did a bad job.
Close enough. Well, he one of his tweets said, looking at these E144 exam scores, and hoo boy, we needed a redemption assignment on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so bad.
Dang.
So, the grade point
on Thursday, he had a redemption assignment to get 3 extra points, to earn 3 points back from our exam,
dang,
which we definitely needed after seeing my score. And then after the redemption assignment, he tweeted again, and he said, I'm in the class with one of my friends who is, you'll see he references him in the tweet. He says, for precipitation types that can occur when the temperature is above freezing, one of my best students wrote sleet. And then it's a gif of a guy like saying, no, no, as because that's a wrong answer. So we messed up a question even on the redemption assignment.
Aww.
Are you one of his best students? Did you write sleet?
I did not. I'm in the class with one of my friends, and he is one of his, quote unquote, one of his best students. So.
Got it.
He got called out.
He got called out hard. Wait, hang on. Sleet can only happen below freezing? Tell us about it.
Snow falls from the sky, and yes, if it crosses into a warm area, it melts, turning into rain.
Yes.
And then depending on how much time it has to refreeze, it either turns into freezing rain or sleet. So if the temperature is above freezing, it will never have time to refreeze back into sleet, and it has to stay rain.
But it'll freeze when it hits the ground.
If the...
Oh,
it
yes.
Won't,
no,
because
yeah,
the temperature's
right.
above
stays,
freezing.
Yes. But if it doesn't have enough time to refreeze in the air, it'll freeze once it hits the ground.
If the ground is below freezing, and that'll be freezing rain because it freezes on the ground.
Got it. Whereas sleet, it refreezes.
Yep. Now please give me my A.
we'll tell Cody. I'll put in a good word for you.
I appreciate it.
Which, are you in extreme weather or weather in you?
For sure. So last semester, I took weather in you with Professor Cody Kirkpatrick.
Nice.
And then you'll never guess, this semester, I'm taking extreme weather with Cody Kirkpatrick.
Wow, okay.
So I think these are the only two classes he teaches. So unfortunately, after this semester, my Cody Kirkpatrick days will be over.
Yeah.
Maybe he teaches some really advanced classes that we're not eligible for.
Yeah, he teaches like more advanced, I almost just said geology. That is not right at all.
It's close.
Meteorology classes, yes, that are too advanced for us, probably.
Yes.
But.
So, but yeah, those are both of his intro classes. I took both of those, and
sure,
they were wonderful. And that's your favorite class so far?
Because last semester I had to take just a lot of generic stuff. I had to take Media 101 with a giant, like, 500 student class.
Hated that class.
Well, I have a kind of embarrassing story. When I was taking Media 101, I made a slight mistake. Canvas, I always look at the Canvas calendar. It has a feature, and it said, midterm at 3 p.m., is what the Canvas calendar said. And what I didn't know was that my Media C101 midterm was due at 3 p.m., and it was on Canvas online. So it was synchronous, but you had to join the Canvas, right, and not go to the classroom. So I made the mistake of joining the Canvas at 3 p.m. right as it ended, clicking join, you know, and then it's saying your assignment will be submitted in 10 seconds, and then just peeing my pants in fear, and then
your heart dropped to the
floor.
My
heart drops, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Wow.
So I end up, my professor had 3 methods of contacting her. She had a Outlook email, Canvas email, and her phone number. So all of which I text messaged her on instantly because I was freaking out.
Oh my gosh.
And luckily enough, I was able to get in contact with her, and I met her at her office hours. And I think she just wanted to interview me to make sure I was a functioning human. And she was kind of just like, what happened? And I was like, well, I showed her what Canvas showed me, and I showed her that it was an honest mistake. And she was like, you're the only person who did this semester. I was like, have people done it before? She was like, oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, okay.
She was like, but good thing for you, you're the only person who would have done it. Otherwise, I probably would have, like, not let you retake it. So I was worried she was going to make me, like, take it in her office or something, or, like, watch, breathe down my neck while I took it. But all she did, she was like, just tell me what time in the next few days you want me to reschedule it to on Canvas, and then you can just retake it.
Great.
So I said to, like, give me like 5 o'clock the same day or something, and I just went and took it right after I talked with her. So it was a really easy resolution, but it was very scary to miss your midterm.
Yeah, that would stress me out.
I think it's cool that you can join office hours and just talk to like insanely smart professors for completely free, and there's no other students there usually because the other students for some reason just don't really like office hours.
See, that's what I'm saying. Seriously, no one ever goes to office hours. And I feel like you should definitely go if you have a question, and maybe even try it, because it can sometimes be ultra helpful.
I have a very smart advertising professor currently who's worked on like huge, he's worked for like BMW and for like a lot of really large companies, and he's super knowledgeable. Unfortunately, his office hours are during the exact time I have a class on Monday.
1:30 to 1:31 on Wednesdays or something.
Yeah, which is exactly when my class is.
Exactly when your class is.
But I think it's very cool. You can just go talk to these really smart people and because they just get paid to talk to you and help you out.
So it's true.
Anyone who has opportunity to go to office hours should definitely go there. And also the professors enjoy talking to students. And I feel a little bad because one of my professors, my class right before I came here, he was like, even in my big class, no one comes to my office hours. And he's just like a really nice guy. And I was like, oh, I feel kind of bad. But also, I'm paying your salary.
So if I don't go to office hours, it is what it is.
Take him some donuts sometime or something, you know, just go hang out with him.
That'd be nice. His are on Zoom, so digital donuts.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I definitely
eat the donuts in the Vision Pro.
I definitely did online office hours, but
yeah, online was pretty good after office hours.
I don't really know if I ever did in person. Like I can't think of any. I mean, there was a whole year there where it was all online anyway.
True.
For me. But I mean, I don't know. I probably should have done that. I know that I talked to professors outside of class, but usually that was like after class or something, you know, like it wasn't like I went out of my way. I don't know, but anyway, that's cool. Good for you.
I was thinking at the beginning of the semester, you should probably go introduce yourself to your professors at the beginning of the semester so that they know who you are. And because by the time you're drowning at the end, they're going to be like, well, you should have come earlier and I'm not going to help you. But if you kind
just to be safe, go to them. And then if you need to use it, it's there,
which is not what I did this semester. But
you'll get it next time.
It's easier said than done, but that's probably a good strategy if you want to try that out.
Mm-hmm. I always did try to do that, except when I got to my senior year, I didn't care as much. Like, especially with classes, I knew I was going
to
pass. You know?
Senioritis, you just wanted to get out of there.
I just didn't care.
Senioritis was a little rough.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm having freshmanitis, to be honest.
Uh-oh, we better watch out.
You ready to be done?
It's already been 10 seconds and he's ready to be done.
I think I just need to make it to spring break. Mm-hmm. And then enjoy a week off, and then maybe I'll be like, okay, maybe I can finish this year strong.
Yeah. You can do it. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
And I think too, like, summer break is legitimately the best thing ever. You know what I mean? You get a job.
There's 104 days.
Oh, don't give me that, dude. Until
college comes along just to end it.
And the annual problem of our generation
is finding where your professor's office hours are in Franklin Hall.
Like, maybe. Oh, that's cool. Anyway,
not to make it too college-centric, because I know you've left that behind in your previous podcast, did you ever check the grade distribution online where you can see what grades your fellow classmates have gotten in the same class you're taking?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm taking a Roman art class just for a gen ed. It's not something I'm interested in at all, and it's pretty boring.
But how often do you think about the Roman?
That's why I took it. I took it because of the TikTok Roman Empire trend pretty much only, and I thought it was funny. So I checked the grade distribution of that class, and it's only been taught one other time, which I should have looked at before I took it, in 2020. So, of course, there were 75% A's. Because everyone was just cheating.
For sure.
They were just like reading their notes and the slides and stuff.
Yeah.
So they had the exams for free. Of course, I do not have the exams for free. I'm in a stuffy classroom with a bunch of like silly students, so we have to figure it out on our own. But
is it mostly freshmen or?
I'm actually not sure, but it is definitely mostly people who are just there for the gen ed.
Yeah.
And no one cares at all. And they're just doing connections and Wordle and Contexto on their laptops.
Oh, yeah.
What is Contexto?
Contexto is a game where it gives you, where there is a word you have to guess, and you can type in any word you want, and it says how close that word is to the word you're trying to guess. So if I type like city, it's going to say like 10,000 or something, which means you're like 10,000 words away from the correct word. Or if I type like leg, it'll say like 10. So maybe the word will be like toe or like skin or like hair or something like that. So you can keep guessing.
Wait. Not in how it's spelled, but like what it is? Like the content?
And like how similar it is to different words. Does that make sense?
But there's like one word you're trying to get to.
Yeah. So if you're trying to get to like crown, you just start guessing at random words, and then there's a bar that fills up to show how close you are to that word. But you just have to guess random stuff.
But like if I put in like renown or something,
sure.
Would the similar letters?
No, it has nothing to do with letters. It's just about the context of the word and its meaning. This is not very interesting for someone to listen to. But if you want to go to, I think it's contexto.me or contexto.app, just look up Contexto and you can play it, like all the students in my classes.
Huh.
We've all been in that one class where the professor's like, oh, okay, how many freshmen in this class? Okay, any sophomores? Oh, a couple sophomores. Okay,
and then there's like two cool. seniors.
One junior. Okay, one senior. Okay. And then the senior doesn't even go for the rest. He's only there the first day.
You never see him again.
Never see that senior. He like moves to Mexico or something. But yeah, we've all been in that class with the awkward, nothing gets done in the first week. Nothing but awkward ice-breaking activities.
And you didn't like those? Those were my favorite weeks.
Wait, really?
Them. Yeah. Ugh. Nothing gets done. You just hang out. No homework.
Wasting a week of my life.
Yes. Terrible. Literally no homework.
That's what the 8-week classes, or 6-week classes are even better. It's like, chop, chop, chop. Well, your name, I don't care what your name is. Here's some econ assignments. Go fetch those econ assignments.
But once you graduate college, all there's left is to work the same job until the day you drop dead, pretty much.
From 9 to 5.
From 9 to 5. But I feel like a lot
work
of jobs.
Work until you drop dead in this economy.
Listening to you guys talk is just really funny to me. I just, man.
The banter is too funny.
It is. Brother banter. Do you guys like hang out at home or like do you like?
No, we pretty much never see each other.
Hang on. Is it public knowledge? Do you want it to be public knowledge that you live together?
That you're poor and you live at home?
Yeah, we'll see what makes it in.
He's asking so he can change his question depending.
Well, I just didn't. Before you start going into it, and we spend 15 minutes.
So Zachary lives right next to me, and we live at 3312.
Had me worried there for a sec.
Let me ask a better question, a brother question.
You could ask like what are your favorite memories or something.
Oh yeah, well I was gonna do pet peeve about each other, but that would get too real. One. I don't know.
I have a good one. If you want to do that one. I don't know if
Zachary's. Do you feel okay with that question?
We'll see.
Dude, this guy thinks he can edit out whatever he wants. He thinks he has all the power over what we're saying.
What is your greatest pet peeve about me?
Yeah.
Well, just Ed, bring us in here.
Hey, so, as brothers,
yeah.
Sometimes brothers get on each other's nerves. Dang it, Frank.
Sometimes you punch your laptop on accident.
Sometimes you make a lot of noise for no reason.
Sometimes there's guys yelling outside, doors slamming, laptops banging.
Things happen sometimes. But the listeners sometimes don't hear them.
Everybody falls sometimes.
Sometimes
the listeners don't hear things that happen.
Oh my gosh.
No one knows.
All right. As brothers, you've known each other for like 20 years. How old are you, Carter?
22.
No, you're not. You're 20.
I just turned 19. My birthday was yesterday.
Your birthday was yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh. I feel like an idiot. Happy birthday.
Send fan mail to me for my birthday.
I won't. But I'll say I will. All
right. I appreciate it.
I'm going to put your birthday in my phone so I don't forget next year.
I appreciate it. No worries, though, obviously.
Wait, February...
18.
18.
That's yesterday.
Nice.
I think 19 is a pretty lame age to be.
Yeah, I was going to say, how you feel?
18 is great because you're, I'm 18. 19 is like, there's nothing here. 20 is kind of cool because you're not a teenager. 21 is great because you can drink. 22, what can you do at 22?
Taylor Swift year.
Taylor Swift year.
That's about it.
And then 23, it's over.
20, yeah, yeah. All the way to 26, and that's the year you get kicked off your parents' insurance.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's tough.
Smooth sailing until 26 years old.
It's all downhill from there.
So you have brothers, Joe. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait. What? Wait.
What's your greatest pet peeve about all 47 of your brothers?
What year were you born?
05.
05.
I know. 05 is so lame. I'd rather be born late 04 than early 05.
Dude, there's a freshman
that kind of makes sense
here that was born in 2007. That's the same year that Cars was out.
Dude, the Lego movie is 10 years old.
Dude, no, it's not.
Yes, it just became that like a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, it was like a week or something ago. The Lego movie is 10 years old.
Do you remember the commercial where it was Feel This Moment was the song?
I can't say it. Was it a Lego movie commercial?
Yeah, Lego movie. Sorry, yeah, Lego movie.
Sounds familiar.
I don't remember that.
How old were you? Like 9? Just recently?
It was 10 years ago, so I would be recently 9, correct?
Whoa. That's crazy. 2014 was 10 years ago.
It was February 2014 when the Lego movie came out. Do you remember when Frozen came out?
Yes.
And everyone was like, it was like a competition to see who could watch it more times.
Yeah. Yeah.
One guy would be like, I went to the theater to watch it 12 times. And the different guy would be like, I watched it at the theater like 15 times.
Well, I watched it 17 times. So there.
I remember I went with some of my family and there was, I went with one of my cousins just like brought headphones and like didn't, like was just like.
Oh, that's kind of bitch.
Like, noise canceling headphones.
Just did not want to, yeah.
Your cousin had the Lego movie on instead at the theater with headphones
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Well, wait, but Frozen came out like 2012, 13?
Yeah, 12? Frozen was before Lego Movie.
Yeah
12 sounds 12. Right.
I'm gonna bet 12.
2013.
Ah, dang it.
Close. No cigar.
Whatever. Did you guys see the Lego Batman movie?
Yeah, I watched it.
That
to
was
be
really
honest,
good,
I couldn't remember anything that happened, but I remember liking it.
Dude.
I remember that one scene where he has the inputs and he can't figure out which input to go to on his home theater. That's the only thing I remember from
it's,
that entire
It's really
movie.
Funny. It's genuinely
Dude,
hilarious.
Dude, I watched it. I think I watched it last year when I had mono, and it was like awesome. It like a great sick movie. It, you know, it's like, because it's everything.
You were high on cold medicine. Everything was hilarious to
it's
you.
It's everything I wanted out of a movie when I was like 10 years old.
So you have brothers, Joe. And do you have any
I do. Yeah, let me just trash my brothers when they're not in front of me. Yeah.
Not here to defend themselves.
Uno reverse card. As brothers, what are some pet peeves that the listeners can chuckle? Ha ha, chuckle
I have
at?
One instantly. I don't know if you have any, Zachary, but I can go first with mine if it's okay with you.
Please.
Okay, so in our house, Zachary and I still live with our parents in case anyone wants to know this. But Zachary has his own bathroom in the basement. I have my own bathroom that's on the upper level where our rooms are, if you want to break in.
Did you move downstairs?
No, I just always use the downstairs bathroom.
Oh, you go down two flights of stairs to use the bathroom?
I sure do.
Wow. Oh, he definitely does.
Cool. I didn't know that. Sorry, continue.
So I get my steps in. No,
but on the rare occasion when the downstairs basement is either in use by house guests or under construction, Zachary will use my bathroom upstairs. And something he does is he's cracking up because he sees this coming. So... You know how there's like Irish Spring bars of soap, right? Well, Zachary,
I kind of deserve
he
that.
He takes showers at approximately like 200 degrees Kelvin, and then he like crushes up the bar of soap. He just destroys the bar of soap. What? He just crumples it up
the,
in his hand.
The hot lava from the shower touches the soap, and it just like turns into nothing.
The lava turns the soap into molten, pretty much. So he runs through about a bar of Irish Spring a day with how hot the water is. And then when he's done with the shower, he doesn't put down a towel to step on. He just like walks around the like rug in the bathroom. Like, you know, those fluffy toilet rugs. He walks all over that with his like sopping wet water dripping everywhere.
Thing is, I actually don't, but I do accidentally get too much water.
So there's water all over like the carpet in the bathroom. And then my Irish Spring I have to replace every time. Wow. So after he trashes my bathroom, I don't really enjoy going in there after him.
So the reason I sometimes do some of those things, not the soap one, that's inexcusable, but I just don't want to be in there any longer than I have to because Carter doesn't keep it very clean.
Ooh.
So wow. I'm kind of like, I don't like to be in here, and I'm in a rush to get out, and then I get too much water on the floor because I'm just trying to get
out. There's
so
much black mold, he's in a rush to get out and gets everything wet and ruins everything. I keep it pretty dirty, purposely.
Anyway. Oh my gosh. That was awesome. Wow. The Kelvin thing was what got me.
It's hot water. It's hot lava.
Oh, wow. All right. What? You got one? You got one, Dave?
I told you he doesn't do a good job cleaning the bathroom, so I have to run away and get too much water on the floor.
That's fair.
Any more clever ideas, or is that the best? I must be great if all I do is don't clean my bathroom very well. But I would say if someone asked me what's a red flag about yourself, a go-to one is my bathroom is not very clean.
Mm.
But
so Carter's a red flag.
If I shared it with a roommate or something, I'm sure I would clean it. I like to
you
think
live
I
with
would
four
clean
roommates,
it.
My guy.
If I shared it with a roommate who I actually loved.
Oh. Oh, there it is.
Truth comes out.
Wait, do you share it with Owen? Everybody upstairs.
So believe it or not, I almost have that bathroom to myself. Owen kind of uses our parents' bathroom a little more than mine.
Interesting.
Which we've had a very interesting shower and toilet dynamic in our house. I could explain the lore behind it.
To be honest, it's just like when he was little, he would use their bathroom, and then now he's old and still uses their bathroom.
He uses the toilet in quote unquote my bathroom, but the shower.
Oh, that's
kind of
weird. Yeah, that's so weird.
And then he has like half his like hygiene products in their bathroom and half in mine.
It's kind of weird, to be honest.
And then Zachary has the whole basement to himself, but weirdly, it's down two flights of stairs.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, to be honest.
That is really funny. And I think when we need to, at some point again, do an episode with you and Owen.
Sure.
And have the three of you on. And I want to interrogate him about that.
For sure, that can definitely happen.
Great.
He can share his pet peeves about us if necessary.
There you go. Wow, that was phenomenal. I was going to ask you another question, but I just am still kind of reeling from
the Kelvin.
the realness of that
it's too funny. I couldn't make it up.
That's for real.
Well, maybe when we get some of your brothers on, Joe, maybe again you can tell funny stories about your past if you haven't already done so.
There you go. I think did we do that the last time?
Yeah, you did with Jack. You were like, Jack, you would sing songs to you and make fun of you, and
yeah.
Joe would get mad
and
whatever.
Yeah. Jack's a big song singer.
Go back. We can put that episode in the show notes.
Yeah, there you go.
you can find it.
On this old podcast called The College Try. Yeah. Yeah. Never heard of it.
With two classic young boys hosting it.
Young lads.
Two little young lads.
I have a controversial question, which you guys might not like.
All right. Hit us.
I see something on the floor here, which just made me think of this question. Joe has a bag of candy corn on his floor. And I want to know, do you folks like candy corn, yes or no?
I do not. It is a little bit like wax mixed with sugar. And not very yummy.
It's fair. Okay, I like...
Joe has it in his office, so he can't say he doesn't like it. Yeah, it's caught him red-handed.
Okay, let me explain how I got here. I was talking to a student about Halloween candy, and we were having a conversation about Halloween candy, specifically candy corn.
It's February, so I already don't believe you.
This was in October.
Okay. So it's old cotton. Yeah. So it's old candy here in Joe's room.
So we were talking about it, and he was like, he texted me one night and was like, hey, I'm at Target, and it was like November 1st. And he was like, there's discounted candy corn, and do you want any? Because we had a conversation about it.
They discount it the day after Halloween.
They do.
Get it off the shelves.
I told him to get me some. What I think it's open, actually.
It's open. We have candy corn. You can hear it on the mic. I could check the date somewhere. It says Best Buy 4/01/2024, so it's still good.
Hey, wait, let me see.
Until April 1st.
You wanna
April Fool's Day. Yeah, I'll taste test it.
All right, I'll get
a little bit myself, and then I'll hand some off to my co-host, and we can all eat a piece or two and see what we think. Do you want a piece? All right.
Did you not hear?
All right, Joe and I are going to go in for the taste test.
Here we go.
I don't know how it could be stale. It's still good. It'll be stale. But
if it's from November and it's been open this whole time with no clothespin, it is stale. But
it's not that bad.
I mean, could you tell if like stale versus not stale? It's probably all the same.
Yeah, I could tell.
It's a little bit more plasticky than usual. So honestly, I was about to tell you guys how much I hate candy corn, but after eating that stale piece, it's actually kind of tasty.
it's so delicious.
Dude, we converted you right here live on the show.
I just ate one stale piece and it converted me.
Honestly, that's
it's a lot of orange food coloring, Joe.
The pumpkins might be too much for me, though.
Oh, no, the pumpkins are just a crime against humanity.
Awesome. The pumpkins are like diabetes.
They're so bad.
I feel like the chalk hearts for Valentine's are the same. Like, they are the candy corn of Valentine's Day.
That's really smart, Joe. You know? They're both weird because the Valentine's Day ones are made of chalk, and these ones are made of wax.
Exactly.
So there's got to be a Christmas version that's made of, like, dirt or something. literal trees or something.
Yeah, there you go. I'm trying to think, is there, like, a Christmas version of that that everybody just kind of universally doesn't like, except it's sold widely?
Well, I would say candy canes is the Christmas version of candy corn. Yeah.
And syrup.
And the seven layers of the candy cane forest.
There you go.
That could make sense.
Yeah, I could see that. But I feel like candy corns are more universally liked. Do you guys like candy corn? Candy canes?
Yeah, I love.
Well, yes, I do like candy canes.
Like candy canes for sure.
Yes. In small doses.
Do you ever have the weird flavored ones? It's like a blue one or something?
Yeah, the Jolly Rancher ones. Have you had the Jolly Rancher ones?
I try to stay away from those because mentally I think I'm not going to like them, but it looks like Joe's looking at me like they're the best thing on earth.
The You're red and the blue out. Ones are phenomenal. They're so good. Oh my gosh.
You never get the blue Jolly Ranchers. They're always all red in the bag.
Oh, yes, yes. Speaking of blue candy, that's amazing. Have you, I feel like, you know, like those like middle-aged women who love wine? I feel like I'm being that kind of a person.
But with candy corn. Yeah, your candy.
The blue Sour Patch Kids. But it's just blue. Have you seen those? Like,
oh, interesting. Like oops all blue Sour Patch Kids kind of thing.
It's an entire bag of just blue Sour Patch Kids.
We need to get you some oops all stale candy corn.
Yeah.
Oops left open for 10 months.
Exactly. Anyway.
Blue Sour Patch Kids are pretty good for sure.
Yeah.
But you know it isn't sour.
Our relationship.
If I had another topic, I'd go there.
No, that was good. Yeah, I appreciate the segue attempts. It's good. What do you guys think about oatmeal cream pies? Let me put this.
Oh, is that there. By Little Debbie?
I think I've only had one or two. It's fine. I don't really eat candy or sugar.
I think I've had them. They're just big and like they're like really big, right? There's like a large.
Well, there are large ones and then there are small ones.
Yeah, the large ones. I just feel like I'm like embarking on an adventure of the same monotonous flavor.
It's a commitment.
And by the time I'm done, it's tasty, but by the time I'm done, I'm like...
Just like eating
chalk. I kind of regret it. I needed like a fourth of this.
Mm. You should get the small ones.
I shouldn't get either, honestly, but if I do, I will get the small ones for sure.
I just... They're like my weakness. Oat milk cream pies are so good.
I'll remember that.
They're so good.
When's your birthday, Joe? I'll get you some for your birthday.
Aw, my birthday
that and goldfish.
Is September 20th.
All right, we got a little
2001.
I won't add it to my calendar, but I'll just remember.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Do you ever see people have Instagram stories from their friends that says happy birthday and then you remember to text them?
Yeah,
that's
totally.
A get out of jail free card. Totally. I do that all the time.
Totally. I have a philosophical thought.
We like philosophical thoughts.
I don't
here.
Know if I've talked about it before, but here's my theory. And I kind of want to work this with you guys and like see if all we right. can create some like a streamlined sentence that indicates sure. what I'm thinking.
Our mission statement.
Here's the idea. And I think this holds true a lot of the time. And Zachary, you can tell me if I've mentioned this before. Or, I mean, Carter, super fan over here. We tend to hate the most about other people what is wrong in ourselves.
What we hate about ourselves.
Yeah, what we hate about ourselves. But then it's like, but also I think it's hard to see it. So I want to say it's like we hate most about others what we can't see in ourselves, what we fail to see.
But I think deep down we know because that's why we hate them.
See, I think you're right. What do you think?
I think it's a little more subtle than that because I think we hate in other people what we're afraid of becoming, but maybe we're not like that, right? We try hard not to be.
We hate seeing in others what we hate about ourselves.
There, yes.
We hate seeing in others what we're afraid we might become.
I don't think it's about that we hate what we're going to become. I think it's that we don't like seeing something about ourselves that we know is true that we don't like, and we don't like seeing that in others.
Okay, so an example.
Yeah, my example is like a pet peeve of mine and other, like when I see...
Smashing soap.
With 1,000 degrees Kelvin.
When I see pride or arrogance in another person, immediately makes me incredibly angry. But one of the most consistent things that Jack lovingly calls out in me is pride, arrogance, and self-righteousness. And like, so like, and I can think of other examples. I just don't want to out people that I see flaws in, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
And so like, I think it goes back to like, genuinely, I was thinking about this today. I think it's just a version of the speck in the plank, right? Like, I mean, Jesus literally talked about it. I think it's easy to see stuff in other people and it's obviously very hard to see it in ourselves, but I'm trying to look for a way to streamline that thought. You know what I mean?
For sure. Are you going to use it for a sermon or just for personal?
I don't know. Maybe.
You need to credit me. I'm just kidding.
Maybe I'll just ask AI. See what
ChatGPT could write you a whole sermon on the speck in the plank and give you slides.
That's true. It is the speck in the plank to some extent.
Yeah.
A little different though. But same idea-ish.
I know what you're saying about like what we become, but it's like, well, I guess it's weird because I know that pride exists within me, but I also don't want to be more prideful. So maybe it's like I see exaggerated pride in other people, that's what I hate because I don't want to be that.
My version of it is I see things that really annoy me. I work hard to not be like that and I'm annoyed that other people are not working hard to not be like that. Mm. Like, how dare you just give in to your animalistic instincts and do XYZ thing?
Got it.
I think when I have tamed my animalistic instincts.
I think it's you see someone like display a behavior and that behavior makes you think. That behavior makes you realize that you have that deep down, or you might be like that.
Or you might become, and then you get angry at yourself almost. Not even them, maybe.
Maybe.
It's good. I'm thinking. Because, like, do I? Like, I'm just, like, taking myself through it.
So when you see someone being prideful, are you mad at them? Or are you mad at you? Because you're the one who's really prideful all along.
I don't know. We should get a talk therapist in here on an episode. Oh,
therapist bro. Reacts.
We should get a therapist on for an episode of We're Still Trying with Zachary and Joe.
I think
there would be some stuff to unpack there.
Yeah.
But Zachary wouldn't let it hit the air because it'd be too much personal stuff.
Nope. Can't let the people know.
Gotta bleep all of it out. I think that's fair. I think what I think of is like, well, okay, here's my theory. I think based on who I am as a 22-year-old, I think that, especially like pride, but I feel like everybody has like one thing that they mainly struggle with, you know, like just in general, you know? And I think a lot of it stems from pride. And I think at some point God has to come in and like give you an opportunity where that is just completely. I just think of the. You know, have you seen the Dark Knight Rises? Where do you know what I'm talking about? Where Bane breaks his back. Do you have these guys?
It's been a while. I'm sorry.
I just think of that scene. Like God has to come in and like absolutely like shatter your pride, and it hurts. And you can either like dig into it and let it like form you and shape mm-hmm. you, or you can like turn you back and like harden up and say, absolutely not. I'm not dealing with it. You know,
kind of like an eye opening experience.
Yeah. And I've had that for sure. And I think my hunch is that as life goes on, there will be seasons of like heart hardening and then like breaking, like where God has to step in and break it. But I think unless that has happened, pride is one of those things that you can't see unless someone else tells you, you know what I mean? I don't think anyway, you know what I mean? But then maybe you could say that about any vice, quote unquote. I don't know.
Yeah, I think God's been kind of shattering my own pride lately. I will say that.
Yeah.
But then you come out of it a better person.
Totally.
Where you say, I am nothing and he's everything.
Exactly.
And anything good that happens, thank you, God. But there's no bonus to myself for making these good things happen because I didn't do anything because I'm not that good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's real. So, super real.
Yes, you will have a posture of openness, a posture of gratitude,
mm-hmm.
and the very opposite of a posture of pride when that sort of thing happens.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
And you will literally become a changed person because of it.
Yeah. Yep. That's my experience for sure. Has been. I think it will continue to be. I don't know. I've been cooking on that.
You've been cooking. Let him cook, I would say.
The Generation Z Bible.
What are some other phrases? Sorry, do we have any other thoughts on that before?
That's it.
Don't worry, I have another one in the chamber when we're done. Another transition.
Okay. What are some other phrases that I should know?
Well, if anyone's listening to this anytime after the year, this exact month, and
we
this
apologize
exact year,
profusely.
That's like the most cringe thing ever. Kids say, let him cook. They say, oh, stuff is from Ohio. Have you heard that, Joe?
Ohio?
If something's like silly, funny, it's from Ohio.
Are you saying Ohio like the state?
Ohio like the state, yeah.
If there's like a car driving around with like the bumper hanging out and the wheels falling, it's like most normal driver in Ohio kind of thing.
It's like that car is from Ohio.
I love that because I hate
Which
Ohio.
Which is actually kind of funny, to be honest.
So while Sour Patch Kids may be sour, you know what's sweet, Joe?
What's sweet?
Watching the Super Bowl with your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the 53rd Super Bowl this year, Joe? Or did you not watch?
Unfortunately, I did. And I had to watch as little baby Travis Kelce threw a fit and stole on the Super Bowl.
What actually happened? Because I didn't actually.
He yelled at an old man.
He legitimately. He yelled at like, an old that's man. The meme that's been going around. Is he's like, he like came up to, I think Andy Reid is his name.
I have no clue.
Chiefs
I haven't
coach.
Seen the clip. I just like heard
really?
About it. Yeah.
It's like, he like came up and like was like screaming at him and then like hit, like pushed him.
Did that give you the ick?
Well, I already don't like Travis Kelce, but like I was like, dude, are you stupid? Are you kidding me? Like this is how you treat your literally your boss, your coach, your superior. Like, the Chiefs are incredibly irritating to me because it feels to me, I just see them complain when they don't get what they want because they assume they're supposed to be a certain level of goodness. Mm-hmm. I see pride in them. And I hate them.
You think God needs to come in and shatter their pride, Joe? Is that what you think?
That's what I think. Yeah. No. But I, the only redeeming quality is that they might knock off the New England Patriots, like their record of Super Bowl in a row stuff, which would be nice because I don't like the Patriots. I
feel like Patriots are highly hated. I'm not a sports fan or educated at all, but that's my personal take.
Or educated in the slightest.
Yeah.
They were because of Tom Brady, and they just would just win and win and win. And now I think that that's the Chiefs, to be honest with you.
Like
the Patriots suck ever since Brady left, and it's the Chiefs now because they just have a way of winning, and it's incredibly irritating. But maybe it's just because I'm a loser.
Everything
you know?
Has a season, Joe.
Yes,
a time to win the Super Bowl, a time to lose the Super Bowl.
Also wanted Brock Purdy to win. He's the quarterback for the 49ers, and he is like he's a Christian, like he's a solid guy. He's from his interviews at least, he's a solid guy, and he's just a lovable little dude. He's like 24, and he's like he's playing in the Super Bowl, and he's phenomenal.
Do you think the Super Bowl is scripted?
Yes.
See, I was kind of wondering about that this year. Like, wait a second.
It might be. Because didn't the 49ers started winning, right? And then the
I would actually believe that this year was scripted.
Yeah. Yeah. The 49ers had it done. Well, in my opinion, they had a good lead for a while, and then they just started to mess it up.
I think it's scripted.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because...
as someone
who's
not a sports fan and is not educated, I think it's scripted
but
highly.
You're a Taylor Swift fan.
For sure, yeah.
So you are the audience that the Chiefs want to reach.
I'm the Swiftie.
People that don't watch sports but like Taylor Swift.
One of my professors said that this year's Super Bowl has had... this year's Super Bowl had more viewers than people were watching the first rocket launch to the moon.
In 1969.
Wait, really?
That's what he said. He was probably lying. But he told us that with a straight face.
He was probably lying.
No, that makes sense. And there's more people on the planet today.
I'm uneducated and love spouting.
Like, not a ton of people had TVs in 1969, did they? I mean, generally speaking.
That's true.
True.
Have you seen Apollo 13?
Is that a rocket or a movie?
I've not seen the Apollo 13 rocket before.
It's a movie.
Okay.
Well, it was a rocket. It's a,
rocket
the
and
movie
a movie
is named after the rocket.
Yeah.
I do not believe that I have seen the 1995 film starring Tom Hanks and Bill Paxton.
Yes. And what's Kevin Bacon, maybe?
He's in there.
Joe, have you watched 2001 A Space Odyssey?
I have not. I have never seen
it. I've never seen
it. Is that the
one
with HAL 9000?
Yeah. It's very iconic, but I've never seen it.
3 hours or something.
Oh, really?
No, I haven't.
I mean, with our generation's the attention span.
You really do just, you're like ChatGPT. You just spout things that sound true, but they're not.
And say it confident, and then it's like, that's a complete lie.
I think, I don't know how long it is. But
I'm
never
going to trust you again. I hope you know that.
I've never, well, if there's a microphone in front of my mouth, don't trust anything I have to say.
It's all a lie.
In real life, I'll do my best not to spread misinformation.
There you go.
But everything on College Try is for comedic purposes and entertainment purposes only.
It's true.
Zero of it is meant to be taken seriously at all.
Yes.
Please consult your doctor, lawyer, therapist, not two or now three random college-ish guys. College-ish. We're still trying.
We talked for like 20 minutes about what the best Halloween candy is, and it's February, so if that's not a big enough tip-off, I don't know what it is.
It's true. Yeah, we're not professionals. Well, we are. Well,
we're professionals in certain industries that are not podcasting, and podcasting is just for fun.
Yes, we are professionals. You are an amateur, sir.
He's pointing at me and saying, I'm an amateur. Amateur at what, Joe? Podcasting?
Everything? Know, I was going to say life, but that's okay.
We all have lots to learn.
Hey, you said it before. You're only a boy, and I am a man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What defines that exactly? Let's get more specific.
Actually, I was having this conversation with some friends.
Define my boyishness.
What does it mean to say someone is an adult? What does it mean? What are the classifications?
Well, legally, 18 plus. Ethically, what is the answer?
You can kind of tell after a 5 second conversation most of the time.
Assuming
I call it the 5 second conversation test.
Do you? Well, that's
an apt name.
That is a good test. I think it's just hard, right? Because like technically, when you're 18, you're an adult. But then you know like 30-year-olds who are like super not an adult.
So maybe being an adult is just based on your maturity level.
Yeah.
Because I think if I'm talking to my professor or something, or like an quote unquote adult that I respect or whatever, I'll be very serious and have a good conversation. But if I'm talking to one of my goofy off friends, then I'm definitely not going to be seeming like an adult.
For sure.
Nope.
For sure.
Context dependent.
Yeah.
Carter put something in the show notes here to deliberately wind me up, which is actually working pretty well. Good job.
You're welcome.
But the entry reads like this: podcasts about podcasting, YouTube channels about making YouTube videos, PC channels about building PCs to edit the PC videos. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
I wrote it down so I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think you should explain it a bit.
It gets me very mad because basically Linus Tech Tips is the worst at this because what they do is they have created this media empire where they have a building with like 27 people working for them. And all they do is make videos about how they have a media empire with 27 people working for them. They make less videos about like reviewing the Microsoft Surface laptop and talking about what it can do and can't do.
So now we can start more videos about how
we
upgraded
our
server.
So now we can make more videos about how we upgraded our server. And we can make more videos about how we bought this PC. And now we're going to make videos about how we edit videos on that PC. And it's like, do you actually want to do your job? Anyway, sorry, it makes me just irrationally annoyed.
Dang.
And then recently, there was for podcasts about podcasting, I'm going to name drop CGP Gray and Mike Hurley of the Cortex podcast, which used to be super good, and I still like aspects of it, but they have gone out of my favor recently because all they do is sit around and talk about how like they either talk about the products they're selling as part of the podcast, or they talk about like their podcasting microphones, or they talk about you know, editing the podcast. It's like they never talk about anything. You know what I mean? They just sit around and talk about nothing. And used to they talked about something, but now they just talk about nothing. So it's really upsetting. Sorry.
You don't have to apologize. That's, you know, you're allowed.
I don't have too many opinions on the subject, but I put it in the show notes.
Just to wind me up. I hate podcasts about podcasting. Hopefully that's not what we're going to become, but we try to at least talk about some stuff, but I just hate it when it's just MKBHD has the best of both worlds. They have their YouTube channel that does what their YouTube channel should do, and then they have the studio, which talks about how did we make this video, what were we thinking when we made this video, all that. But it's two different channels, which is perfectly fine and perfectly acceptable. But the... there might be some background noise, listener. Sorry about that. You can have a full refund if there's background noise.
Yeah, we're on a busy street corner, so...
We'll refund your
in New York, live on location.
There's a hot dog salesman to my left.
Yep.
A businessman to my right.
That's me.
We're on the train station. We're in the train station, subway station.
I have
right
an
now.
Apple Vision Pro on using the built-in microphone.
Anyway, do you have opinions about that, Joe, or you don't?
I think I know what you're talking about, but I see less of it, I think, because I'm not as much in the realm of YouTube. I watch a lot of, yeah, I don't, but I understand what you're talking about because it's essentially they're running out of ideas and they have to do something. And it's like
our podcast.
We're not running out of ideas.
No, we always
still trying to come up with new ideas.
We're still trying to come up with new ideas. But yeah, it's like at a certain point, on a podcast, you've talked about, like, if it's not a news podcast, you at a certain point, you've talked about everything under the sun 10 times. And there's nothing, really nothing, not any type of thing anyone wants to hear left. So you just kind of have to grasp at straws for an hour.
Which I think that in that realm, there's something to be said about getting out when you're on top. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
I think if this ever became that, I think we would kill it and you would never hear from us again.
Correct. Yeah. That's what's going
to
happen.
If you need
us,
you know where to find us. We'll call you.
You have our address.
You have Joe's old address.
You have my old address.
Go comb through the archives to find Joe's social security number, address, date of birth, everything.
It's in one of the episodes, I'm sure.
You hit it in there, right? Like I asked.
Yeah, it was like a subliminal message.
Yeah, for sure.
Play it backwards and upside down.
Great.
And look at like the spectrum analyzer and you just read it and it says everything.
There it is. No, but I don't see as much of that, I don't think.
That's good.
Which?
Because it's like, it also doesn't matter that much because my YouTube and podcast consumption has been very, very low recently.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, if you don't like this, then how about you pay no attention to it? And then it doesn't exist. And then you get to have, you know, go through life very happy.
You ever notice, like, I just think about, first of all, what I watch now versus what I watched like 10 years ago on YouTube, which is weird. I can say that. I was watching YouTube.
Yeah, I was watching at least 10 or 12 years ago on YouTube. Yeah, for sure.
That's so strange.
It used to be so different. YouTube used to be the most different thing in the world.
Oh my
god. Now
it's
just terrible. But it used to be awesome.
So, first of all, what I watch has changed, but second of all, where I find those things is different. I realize this. I hardly ever go to my subscription. Like ever. I know.
No,
it's
not
weird.
The homepage.
Not, this.
Yeah.
Not the homepage.
It's
not the
homepage.
It's
the TikTokification of YouTube, truly. Which without even talking about shorts.
The only way to use it is to look at your subscription box and nothing else.
You're right.
That's the only way to do it.
Right.
Otherwise, it's terrible. Otherwise, it's so bad.
The way to do it is just, well, I sometimes have a bad habit of going to the homepage and adding any YouTube videos I watch. And
adding them all to watch later.
Adding
and not
any YouTube video I want to watch to watch later. Yeah,
we're all guilty of that sin.
I usually watch them actually.
Oh, really?
I used to watch YouTube on my PC a lot, and I would just middle click a bunch of videos to open them in a new tab and just have
and spend your entire Saturday and Sunday and Monday doing that.
You can do it infinitely. You just keep going to homepage, middle clicking, watch them all. Homepage, middle click, watch them all.
See,
I did it more times.
And that's
than I'd like to
not what God has intended for our lives. I don't think. Like I could be wrong, but
God
intended
us to go like outdoors and touch the grass.
He probably
wants that for us.
I think it's just strange to me, but it also is how I've discovered like Outdoor Boys. Have you guys seen
Joe?
Dude,
I was about to ask if you'd seen Outdoor Boys. I was gonna make a transition and say, speaking of grass,
you don't
have
to make
Outdoor
the segue,
Boys?
Dude. Come on,
let's
that
go.
Was so good.
Is Outdoor Boys like the fake channel where they build
oh,
the
it's
mud
not fake.
In the forest or whatever?
No, it's not.
Okay,
fake.
Just checking.
Well, why don't you go? You'll make it more.
I can do my best.
Yeah, you got it.
So Outdoor Boys is a YouTube channel. The host's name is Luke. He is a Mormon man from Alaska.
I didn't know he's Mormon.
He used to be a lawyer and he had his own law firm and has written like 2 books. But now he has a YouTube channel with almost approaching 10 million subscribers, maybe around 7 currently or something like that. And he makes YouTube videos that are survival challenges in usually snowy environments or the forest or something like that. So an example would be surviving 4 days in Alaska and building snow shelter or something like that. And he builds shelters. He builds like log cabins out of trees. He builds shelters out of snow. He cooks. He brings like a bunch of supplies. It's so fun and so relaxing. And all the videos are like 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
Okay. That I might be able to check that out.
What like it's honestly, it's like the perfect, like, cause I grew up in the golden age of Watch Time on YouTube when like, mm-hmm. when Watch Time was actually a thing. And so like, when I watch those longer form videos, it gets back to that, and I love that. Then also, like, I love, like, there's a series, I think I've talked about it before, the Fingerprints Garage. He, like, restored a car, and it took, like, 12 episodes, and mm-hmm. they're all, like, 30 to 45 minutes long. Phenomenal. I love that stuff. Like, watching somebody do something that they're really, really good at and passionate about, like, with their hands, love it. I love that stuff.
It shows that maybe our attention spans aren't as ruined as we think. If we can watch someone in nature, you know, building a shelter for 45 minutes, maybe it's not going to be too bad.
Maybe it's not the end of the world.
It just has to be high quality content. And I think Outdoor Boys is very high quality. I also like that all the comments are turned off, so there's no discussion allowed. It's also because he features his kids in some videos, so maybe no comments.
No negative comments about the children. Exactly. Think of the children.
Luke is just the nicest guy ever. In one video, he like cracks his phone. He's like, oh, that's too bad. I guess I'll just, you know, just use it anyway. And he always features, like, if he goes like boating or uses like any services, he always credits them and puts them in the description. He's very kind.
So would you say he's a channel that does everything right?
I would say he does everything right.
Because there are some channels out there that just do everything right.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of Tom Scott, MKBHD right now.
True.
They do everything
Apple.
Right. Apple does everything right. Let's not get it twisted.
And at PewDiePie does everything
wrong. No, he does everything wrong.
I haven't seen a PewDiePie. That's, again, I used to watch PewDiePie, Jacksepticeye, mm-hmm. Markiplier, those guys.
The goats of YouTube.
Dude. And then I just don't.
And they dropped off the map.
I'm still subscribed to most of those. I think mm-hmm. all three of them.
See, Joe, all you need to do is get your subscriptions to reflect what you like, and then you hang out in your subscriptions box. And that's all there is to it.
But then you'll never discover anything new. The homepage shows you things you can never know you'd want.
I don't care. Use
we
it
live out. In just, a discovery era.
Why do you guys just whatever. Just scroll shorts all day.
Kill your brains, why don't you?
Kill your brains, why don't you? That's funny.
Until you have no brain cells to rub together, keep watching shorts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you wear shorts, the summertime. And you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to this upcoming summer.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be a good summer. It's going to be a summer to remember.
Why is this summer going to be good?
Well, you boys will never believe this.
This is what we call improv.
I got a plane ticket, and I'm going to the Bahamas this summer.
Wait, actually?
I've saved up all my money for the past year from working and doing odd jobs, and I'm going to the Bahamas with a couple of my friends.
It's a one-way ticket.
It is a one-way ticket.
Swim back.
We've decided that we are going to live in the Bahamas, become Japanese salarymen, but in the Bahamas.
And rely on the Lord for your daily bread.
True, and fish and drink.
And become nomads that wander the face of the planet with no place to call their own.
True. So that's my summer plans. That's why I'm looking forward to it. That's why I made that transition to share that with you.
I'm probably just going to go to work myself, but you have fun over there.
That's fair.
No problem. This is what we call improv.
Dude, I am looking forward to pickleball in the summer, though.
It's going to be fun. Are you guys pickleball boys? We played a couple times. I'd like to get a little more pickleball action in my life.
I played pickleball a few times. I think my motor skills aren't up to the task to beat some people, but I think with a little bit of practice.
Because it's like easy tennis.
Yeah, yeah. Tennis for babies.
No offense, pickleball enjoyers.
I mean, people like to hate on pickleball, but hey, people are getting outside off the TikTok, off the YouTube algorithm that recommends you random stuff on the homepage.
Yeah.
Can't complain about that.
I agree.
Where is your preferred place to go play in pickleball?
So in Bloomington, there's obviously Switch Yard Park, which like they have 4 courts. It's fine. But I think in the summertime, if you go to the tennis courts at IU, phenomenal. Nobody ever uses them.
IU campus in the summer, let me tell you.
Oh, right my now. Gosh.
Just go inside random buildings and open random doors.
Legit. You just can do that.
And the biggest auditoriums and biggest everything are just sort of casually open. I wish I could go there for Valentine.
You can go up all those
stairs.
You can
go to the roof of Valentine.
No, sarcasm. Do not try that.
Wait, to the roof? Did you say the roof?
I'm kidding.
It'll okay, I've tried to get to the roof before.
Yeah, it's back in pretty my locked.
I don't think there's any roof access. If
it's
there is,
very, it's very locked. Yeah.
It's very much so locked.
Is it armed guard 24 hours?
Most of them are.
Most.
So tennis courts is a good place to play pickleball.
Tennis courts
summer.
Are awesome. I'm actually looking really, I'm looking forward. So I work, have I, hang on, wait, before I go into this, have I said where I worked yet? Have I said that like on the on this podcast?
Where you work for your day job?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you explained that in episode one.
Okay, great. So I work at CSF, which is on like Frat Row and close to the stadiums. And then directly south of us, my brother works at Kelly now. Jack works at Kelly. And my sister this summer is coming back and going to do an internship at the Union.
So you're all very close.
So we're like all in a straight line down like fee if you just go straight.
Good point.
And so I'm looking forward to like this summer, like going and getting lunch with them on like at Potbelly or something on at Kirkwood.
For sure. And having it be you the only ones there.
Legitimately. And like then walking up to the media school and just doing work there.
If you get one more sibling, you'll have a whole pickleball roster.
For real, honestly, we should get one more sibling to come out and get a job at IU.
Get a job at whatever school is left, Luddy or something.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be, it's funny you brought that up. I actually am excited about this summer for that reason.
I'm glad.
I do think it's going to be a good summer. I do. A summer to remember. A summer if to you remember. Will.
2024. An even number year, which I love. I like the even number year.
Yeah, they're really satisfying.
Yeah.
And there's a solar eclipse soon, so.
True.
I was going to mention that.
And it's a leap year. Oh my goodness.
It is a leap year.
See, it's all downhill from here. And it's a blue moon. After this year, it's like, forget about it. But this year is going to be great.
Yeah. I think though, typically, I like the even year better.
Yeah, me too, obviously.
They're but really I think, honestly, in my life, the odd-numbered years are better.
Really? Like, better things happen to you?
Yeah.
Better outcomes?
Yeah, like 2019, I graduated, came to IU, was a freshman. It was a great year. 2020, kind of COVID. 2021, COVID. I became a junior. I became a worship leader.
I feel like you're selecting a little bit. But
2022...
We don't have to talk about 2020.
Yeah, let's maybe skip 2022. 2023, graduated, got a job. 2024.
We don't have to talk about 2024.
We don't have to talk about 2026.
We don't talk anymore.
We don't talk about it.
Maybe you can discuss the eclipse in future episodes. It's a little bit in the future.
That's pretty cool.
I have a story about the eclipse.
Go
What's
ahead.
What's the story, Joe?
The last time there was an eclipse, it was 2017.
I remember. All too well.
And
all too
well. Well, 10-minute version.
10-minute eclipse. Well, it was more like a 10-second eclipse. But
yeah, for real. Right. Anyway, I remember that my family went to Kentucky because that was where the like direct path was, and I like had the opportunity to go, but the six was having their kickoff.
Uh-oh, did you choose the church?
And I stayed for that.
And missed the eclipse.
And missed the eclipse.
Oh my goodness.
So I've never seen one. Wow. And I legitimately, I got home from that kickoff. That's I remember I was like 15 years old and I like cried. I was like, this was like the biggest regret of my life to that point.
Hey, you're going to see a super good one, Joe.
Exactly. And then
there won't be another one for like 70 years, but you'll see a good one.
I know, right? This might be the last one I get to see. But I remember I got on like thefutureme.com and I wrote myself emails and I was like a year out I was like, hey,
that's genius,
whatever
that's
you're doing
genius.
Like take off work
like seriously
get home.
Everybody can just leave me right now and I'm going to go home and watch this alert clip.
Yes, exactly. And so I've gotten a couple of those.
That sounds
like, it's like
awesome.
Moody like 15 year old me being like, I missed it, it was a big mistake. I hope
that's
today's
a
clear.
Really good story. Wow.
I hope there's no clouds.
It's going to watch it be cloudy and you missed the 15 year old time was the only time you could do it and you just have to live with that now. That would be hilarious.
I saw someone on Craigslist.
I really hope that doesn't.
No, I really hope that doesn't.
I saw someone on Craigslist was selling parking spaces for those dates.
Honestly.
They like own land or something. It was weirdly expensive. I don't remember how much it was.
They're expecting Bloomington to have like over 250,000 people here. Yeah. Because we're like right in the main part.
It's a perfect viewing spot, allegedly.
250,000 people here.
That's what they're expecting, like, which means legitimately gridlock. So just don't expect to go anywhere the weekend.
I guess is part of the reason why there's no class, because it's going to be busy.
So wait, so what day is this happening?
April 8th.
April 8th, yeah.
Maybe I should take off work or something.
You should take off work. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Just go home with my family. Probably just try and get on a roof or something.
We just changed Zachary's world. He didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, they should give us work off.
April 8th will be a Monday. Okay.
So maybe it's a good opportunity for everyone to rent out your basements, rent out your shed.
I feel like it's
going to
be one of those things where everyone predicts that and then nothing interesting happens, but we'll see.
I'm not sure because it's been said that Bloomington is a good viewing spot. So you can't undo what's been said. Set up an Airbnb account while you still can.
Honestly. Yeah.
Make some money.
I'm just not planning on going anywhere. Honestly. Like I just, because I legitimately expect gridlock, like no, like, because I mean, imagine 46, 5 o'clock on a Friday, except all of the time everywhere.
Oh, that's
going to
be crazy.
And worse, probably.
Yes, I don't
Zachary
think
can't believe it.
I don't know. I guess it's yet to be seen. I have heard numbers like 250,000 people. And when I talk to people from around the state, like they're coming here. I think maybe Evansville is also in the line, so that could be a big one for people.
We've got this on record. Zachary says there will not be meaningful, like maybe a little traffic, but there will not be meaningful things. And Joe says there's gridlock in the entire city shut down. We'll see who's right.
I'm a little in the middle and diplomatically.
Carter will go in the middle and hedge his bets.
Sound cool. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Carter, for joining us on We're Still Trying. That's it.
No problem, Zachary and Joe. Thank you for having me. Maybe this was a redemption, maybe not. Right into the show if you think I've improved from
Send us
years.
some angry emails if you didn't like it. And if you liked it, thank you for listening.
Subscribe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Till We're Still Trying.